Call the National Guard. Call them. We need help. We need help. It's a national emergency. The fucking Gerber baby has been released in Manhattan. The Chinese grew. They grew up 100-foot Gerber baby. And they got the blood of the fucking infants and put it all together and made the fucking baby. This baby is wreaking havoc. It's on top of the building like King Kong in the old movies. I don't even know. It came out of the fucking sea like Godzilla. We need to call an ambulance. Call the feds. Call the fucking National Guard. I don't know. The fucking Gerber baby. The Gerber baby. We need. This is what we need to do. Guys, listen. Listen, I'm sorry. I was taking a trip to New York, and I was going to see I wanted to talk to the guy. I was going to have an interview with the guy that walks around in a fucking American Speedo to figure out what we can do as a country to come together. And the answer came over the horizon. It came over the horizon in like the sun. Like the sun, it rose, but it wasn't the sun. It was a 100-foot, a 150, a 200, a 1,000-foot tall Gerber baby with a giant vat of peas. It had peas and a diaper, and it's here. And I had to run home. I ran all the way from New York back to my place. And really fast, like that guy after the Battle of Marathon, and he ran real fast, and that's how marathons became a thing. And he came all the way back, and then he died. But right before he died, he laid out a message, a very special message, and that said, "We won." But I don't have the good news that he did. Instead, I have bad news, and the bad news is we need to call the fucking Navy. We need to call the Air Force. We need to call the Army. We need to call Putin and Xi Jinping and fucking everybody and Mexico, the cartel. We need to bring back Castro. We need to call everybody. The fucking Gerber baby is wreaking havoc, and there's more of them. There's more of them. The Chinese. It's a fucking Gerber baby with a hammer and sickle or whatever their flag is. It looks like a hammer and sickle. And it had stars and red and yellow like McDonald's. McDonald's and the Chinese, I don't know which one it was. It was a fucking Gerber baby. All I know is that there's a 100,000 million bajillion quadrillion foot Gerber baby wreaking havoc. And he's crying. And he's crying, and it's so loud that it shakes the earth. It's so loud that it shakes the earth and causes an earthquakes, tsunamis, hurricanes. It farted, and it was so big that the baby fucking farted, and it caused a giant spiral in the clouds above the East Coast, and it was a hurricane of shit, because the babies have liquid shit, and this is so big, and it farted so hard that it just shot fucking liquid shit and diarrhea and stuff everywhere, and it was crazy. And now it creates a hurricane that's running straight down from north to south, from fucking Mass. What Maine? That's the word. From Maine to Florida, it's coming. There's a hurricane of shit, and it's falling, and the end times are near. This is what Revelations was talking about when he said that it was gonna take the 100,000 foot Gerber baby and dump a bunch of peas into the ocean or something. I don't know. But what I do know is that we gotta stop this thing, and we gotta all come together. So this is, let me calm down. This fucking baby, this giant 1,000 million bajillion foot baby that's as tall as you can see, its head is in the clouds. Unlike me, figuratively, it's literally in the fucking clouds, and this baby's walking around like, ah, ah, mama, dad, dad, boom, boom, boom. It's insane. It's madness. This baby, he took out the M&M store, man. He took out the fucking M&M store. I couldn't believe it. He just reached out. I was like, imagine the Stay Puft Man, either in the original Ghostbusters or the woke one that fucking sucked. It's either one, the giant Stay Puft Man. He showed up, and no amount of fucking rights and pride flags and spraying pesticides through the streets to stop the Nile virus or whatever is gonna stop. No election. We need martial law, and we need. I don't know what! We need somebody! We need help! We need help! We need help! And I'm just relaying the information that this is what's happening and this is real. The Gerber baby is stomping across America looking for something. I don't know what, but it's wreaking havoc and we're all in danger. This baby thinks that we are some kind of playpen and the only thing stopping it from causing total mayhem is its age and its lack of teeth. It has two of them. One in the top, one in the bottom, and they're both catty corner from each other. They don't line up perfectly because it needs to bite things, apparently. And what it bites, I don't know what, and I don't want to find out. This baby is wreaking havoc. It's going from, it rose out of the ocean like God fucking Zilla. And it came out and took a playbook out of Kong and rose to the top of, fucking tall build, the state building, the New York State Building, the, what is it called? The Empire State Building. And our empire has fallen. And it started there. It rose to the top. And it took a giant leak off the building, which is illegal. You can't do that. And I'm sad. And it pissed everywhere. And then it shit. And it farted so hard that it sent particles of shit into a hurricane that's going down the coast. And where is he going next? But directly at the Capitol building. Now, I don't know what's wrong with this baby. I don't know what possessed it. I don't know if it's even fucking real. But what I do know is that this thing is killing everything it sees. It's a kill on sight. But it's a moral dilemma because it wants to play. And that's all it kept saying was, ba ba bee, kaboom, kaboom. And it just, it ran straight at me. And this is all real, I promise you. I'm not making this up. There's a fucking baby, as tall as the atmosphere. I can't believe it. And I don't know who made, I think it was Chinese. I think it was the Chinese because he came out and he had this giant t-shirt on that says, I love China. I love China. But I phoned, I'm good friends with the Chinese government. I'm great friends with the Russian government too, as well as the American government. They all have something to say to me. I can't say actually, otherwise my family will die. And so they were talking, and they said that they had a baby. And when they said that, I was like, oh fuck, fuck. We need to do something. And the baby came out of the ocean and started killing everything. So we need to come up with a plan. So what's the plan here? What's the plan? What do we do? What do we fucking do? Do we take this baby? We can't just kill the baby, right? What do we do with the baby? The baby is on his way to DC and he's gonna stomp out the American flag, which would be a national crime. We can't have him touch the American flag. That'd be unholy. We can't have a baby. What are we gonna do? We're gonna let the baby steal our fucking valor? Hell no! Not the American patriot way. We gotta stop this baby. We gotta find something. We gotta find something. Maybe. Oh my god. We need a giant pacifier. We need to use American labor in our industry that's completely undefeated, which carried us all the way through World War II and our invasion into Japan, which let us firebomb them continuously, which we won't do to the baby. We won't do that to the baby because the last thing we need is politics brought into this. So we gotta find an ethical way to take out this baby. We don't know if this baby's a robot. We don't know if this baby's real. Like a child that just has some form of crazy elephantitis or whatever that thing is that Andre the Giant had that made him really big. And we don't know what they have. And we have to stop this fucking baby. We need a spaceship. Aliens. Aliens, I know you are listening. I know you're here. I know, aliens, I fucking know you're here. So I need you to come down right now and solve this fucking problem because I don't know. This baby, he's on the way. This baby is on the way. This baby is on the way to you. And only you can stop forest babies. Because there's not just one, but there's multiple. If there's one, there's going to be more. This baby is just the beginning. And what we thought of as Bigfoot was never an orangutan. It wasn't like a 10-foot tall beast or something. It was a baby! Bigfoot was a baby, and he's coming out of Oregon. He's coming out of the northwest corner of the United States from the hill country and all that, and the forest and everything. They're running a pincer attack. The elemental babies. They're coming. They're coming out of the portals. The end times are here. I'm telling you. The babies, they're crawling one out of the ocean. He's like Poseidon. That's what Poseidon was made of. And then we have the wood baby that's coming out like fucking Lord of the Rings with the giant trees. And we have to find something to stop this. I don't know how to make this any more clear to you. That there's a giant baby on the way to you. And all the single fathers out there that ran away from their kids, you would be the most horrified. I'm sure you are. Because you're like, fuck, that could be mine. And the last thing you need is to be on Murray Show or whatever the fuck it was called. Maury? I think it was Maury or Jerry Springer saying, you are the father. Because that would cause a lot of things. And how much child support do you have to pay to feed a 10 trillion bajillion quadrillion fucking foot tall baby? That's so much formula, and we don't have the diapers for this, so we gotta take this out. We gotta find something. There's already one that has been stopped in Arizona. They found it in the middle of the fucking desert, and it almost became a problem, but it got distracted by some cacti. Thank God for cacti and stepping on its foot and then crying and then sitting down on its ass and then playing in its sandbox with some armadillos. But that we got very lucky because all of New Vegas, or not New Vegas, all of Las Vegas, Jesus fucking Christ, this isn't Fallout, but it's about to be. It's about to be the same level of carnage plus some, because these babies are unpredictable. It saw Las Vegas, and it was like, ooh, shiny thing, and it started fucking waddling over like boom, 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 boom. It was madness, but then it stepped on a cactus, and it was fine. So we took care of that baby. But what other babies are out there? I just don't, I'm so scared for the state of the country, because we have all these fucking babies that are coming out of the walls. They're coming out of the walls. They're everywhere. These babies on all sizes. And can you trust your baby? I don't know if you can trust your baby. They might be in on it. This might be the grab for power that they were looking for. They're coming for us. Ask your baby. Relentlessly question your baby that can't even talk because they're just playing dumb, and I know it. I know you babies are out there. I know you babies are listening. We thought it was birds. We thought it was the CIA that killed Kennedy. It was babies! And we thought it would... Oh, Jesus. We thought the CIA did Watergate. We thought all this shit that the FBI caused this nonstop fucking war machine that we're seeing. And there it was babies the whole time. You thought birds were fake. You thought the Chinese were listening on TikTok. It was never them. It was babies. Boss babies. They were... The movie's Boss Baby, they were fucking rubbing it in how cocky bastards they are. We thought that babies were so innocent coming out the womb, like, hey, cuckoo, caca, give me my mama, wah. It's like, oh, look at him, Gucci, Gucci, goo, peekaboo, here I am, there I go, here I am, there I go, bye-bye, hello, hello, let's go to the babysitter. Meanwhile, when you're gone, they're just in their playpen wringing their hands like, it's all part of the plan. We're gonna grow up and we're gonna take over the world. But then what happens? They didn't think it through, and that's the joke on them, and this is why love is going to prosper. This is why we're going to win as a species, because babies grow up eventually and they become us. But what happens? What happens when that baby that just massacred Manhattan and took out this giant... and started, rather, this giant fucking hurricane of shit, and is walking around, and with every rattle that it makes with its fist, then every time it shakes its rattle, it shoots, it disturbs the air and causes a tornado through Tornado Alley all the way down Mamal, those states that go from fucking Minnesota down to Louisiana. It's every time it does that, it shoots, it messes up the air currents. People thought it was global warming. It was global babies. We're fucked. Climate change is real because of the babies. Don't you see? Don't you see? The babies caused everything. The babies. It was, and this 50 foot, not even 50 foot. That's small fry shit. It's this massive, biblical, the size of the fucking planet baby. This titan of a toddler is coming and is wreaking havoc, and it's coming to a neighborhood near you, mark my words. Mark my fucking words. So make sure that you all go out there and with your guns and whatnot and do whatever the fuck you have to stop this baby from causing a catastrophe and stopping civilization. And the Gerber baby, he's back. He's back. The Gerber baby's back and is and wants its fucking mush. It wants its formula. Now, are you going to just sit there and let them take it from you? Or are you going to fight? Fight, fight, fight that fucking baby. Well, thank you everybody so much for listening. If you enjoyed that, share it with a friend. Goodbye.